We use this pattern to ask yes-no questions about somebody's personal experience in the past or about their recent actions. These questions are similar to past tense questions, but we cannot use a specific time with these questions. We never use a specific time with present perfect grammar. For example, did you go to China last year? Have you been to China? Notice in the second sentence, we do not use a specific time. We cannot say last year when we're using the present perfect. It's very important to remember. We use have or has depending on the subject of the sentence. In the table below, you can see when to use have and when to use has. The sentence pattern that we use is have or has plus subject plus the past participle. We use these questions to ask about life experiences. The time that a person did the action is not important. We often add ever or before to these questions. For example, have you ever met my sister? Have you tried this curry before? Has he climbed Mount Fuji? Have you visited Europe? Has he tried bungee jumping? We can also ask about recent experiences or actions. We are not interested in the things that happened in the distant past. We use recently or lately to ask about recent things. For example, have they called you recently? Has she attended class lately? Have they asked you for help recently? With these questions, we often use the verb to be, been, instead of the verb to go, gone. For example, have you been to China? Have you been to the dentist recently? Have you been to this restaurant? Has she been to your house before? Here are some bonus tips and points. Number one, we can make the question more specific by using words like ever, before, recently, yet. Here are some example conversations. Have you ever been here before? Yes, I have, but I have not been here for a long time. Have you been there recently? No, I haven't been there recently, but I went there when I was young. Have you met her before? Yes, I met her last year at a business conference. Have you called your mother yet? It's her birthday. I haven't called her yet, but I will call her after dinner.